Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Bacabella and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's Expos, 1, Astros, 1. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Bacabella moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bacabella moves to third. Renko moves to second. Jim Crawford now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza strikes out. One out. Jim Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 2 in the game. Frias takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Renko strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metzger moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Rader reaches second base with a double. Metzger scores. Cedeno scores. Watson moves to third. It's 3-2, Astros. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. Rader tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms is walked intentionally. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to second for the out. Rader scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Astros. Jim Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Jutza moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jutza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Breeden now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jutza is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Expos, 5, Astros, 5. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 5. The Expos will come to bat. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Woods reaches second base with a double. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Frias strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Lentz now playing center field. Tom Walker now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lentz. Watson reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rader bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Watson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Rader moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Lentz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. Rader tags and moves to third. One out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.